And the person we're going to welcome back in our segment for the Foundation for Community Health is Charles Davis. Charles is the school nurse at the Weebatuck Central School District. As I said, we spoke to Charles before, and he'll be talking this morning about a whole bunch of different things. First of all, Charles, good morning, and thanks for joining us again.
Good morning, Mr. Miles, and it's great to be with you and Robin Hood Radio again.
All right, so we are well into the school year now, and as we said, we talked about originally in our first interview a while ago, Weebatuck has entered a project, an upcoming school-based health center at the Weebatuck Central School District. I guess what we'll talk about first is the significance of it and the impact that COVID-19 has had on the progress of putting this into place.
Yes, thank you. Thank you, Mr. Miles, for that question. And yes, even though nationwide we're making progress with COVID-19, it still impacts our daily lives, and it's impacting our work here at Weebatuck Central School District in our effort to get the school-based health clinic off and running. However, since our last discussion, we've made considerable progress, a lot of progress that I look forward to sharing some more detail about. And again, if we look at the overall mission, Mr. Miles, our goal for the students in the Weebatuck Central School District is providing access, immediate access to high-quality, evidence-based primary care. And where better to deliver that care to students than where they spend the majority of their wake hours, and that's in the school. And that not only has health benefits for the student or students, but it also provides an opportunity to keep them in their classroom seats. It will help them with their education, both having short-term and long-term positive effects. So we're real excited that we're making some important progress.
Now, let's talk about, you know, when people hear about something like this, they figure, why can't something like this be implemented right away? And, of course, in our first discussion, and as a matter of fact, with my discussion with our friends at the Foundation for Community Health, we found out that not only is this a complicated process, you have so many different requires. So let's get an update. The New York State Health Education Department and the Department of Health, let's get an update on those approvals. Have things moved forward on that front?
Yes, absolutely. And the last time we spoke, we were in the process of getting approvals again from, as you identify, both New York State Department of Education and the Department of Health. Of course, being a school-based healthcare facility, we have the pleasure of working with both of those state agencies. And during COVID, it was a challenge, but I'm happy, I'm excited to report that as of July, this 2021, this past July, we have New York State Department of Ed approval to move forward with the process. And the Department of Health, all of their preliminary approvals, we've got thumbs up. We won't get their final approval until everything within their construction, reconstruction, and modification is done. But there are no showstoppers that are in that are being seen that's going to prevent us from a targeted opening of probably sometime during the first quarter of 2022.
You know, it's funny, we listen to the requirements that you need from the Education Department and the Department of Health, but there's another layer to this, and that's you've got to construct this, and the bid process for the construction and renovations for this facility. How is that coming along?
Excellent question, and let me use that as a springboard, Mr. Miles, to provide a recognition shout-out to the Foundation for Community Health and their commitment, their support, their constant engagement in helping the Wepatite Central School District and Open Door, the medical provider component, the medical provider partnership in this. The Foundation for Community Health is a significant player, stakeholder in the success and moving forward of the program because they delivered the important monies that are necessary for the renovation and the construction. So once we got the necessary approvals from the Department of Health and NYSED, the bid process for those construction activities went out in early September. The bid process closed in late September, and I am just elated and excited to announce that we shared with the winning contractor just this week, Tuesday of this week. We've awarded the contract, and we're working with the contractor to define the breaking ground schedule so that we will have milestones and checkpoints from when construction and modification begins to the ribbon cutting ceremony. And again, a target of first quarter 2022.
We're speaking once again with Charles Davis, the school nurse at Wepatite Central School District, and we are talking about the school-based health center. I guess my next question would be, and I see a little highlight here from the garnering process for a buy-in for students. So let's talk a little bit about that.
Yes, absolutely. And that's the next key milestone that we're going to have to address in the healthcare in the healthcare process, because we have to go forward now and essentially get approvals from parents and guardians from students within the district. And again, it's a student-only service. We have to get approvals from guardians and parents that their students, their children, will and can utilize the school-based health clinic. So there's going to be activities from simple emails, flyers, robocalls. We're going to have various meet and greet activities. So there's going to be myriad solicitations and engagements, again, with parents and guardians to identify the enormous value and benefit to have their student enrolled in a school-based health clinic where, again, their child, their student can receive high-quality, evidence-based primary care in the school setting. And Mr. Miles, just let me identify that it has not only benefits directly and immediately for the students, but there's very important secondary benefits. Parents, guardians would not have to take time away from work in order to have their child or student seen by a healthcare provider. School-based health clinic model of care eliminates transportation issues and concerns. It eliminates trying to find a healthcare provider for your child. These services are provided at no cost, either to the student or to the family. There's just enormous benefit all around for the families and the community participants with the school-based health clinic.
Now, also, I see my notes here, and you can explain this a little bit. There was the New York State School Nurse Practitioners Association annual meeting, and you had a presentation on exactly the project that you're doing. Let's talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, thank you for that, Mr. Miles, because we believe that, I believe, our colleagues at Open Door believe that school-based health centers can provide critical, critically important health care to students effectively and efficiently, and also with excellent value. But when we look at the number of school-based health clinics, not only within New York State but nationwide, even though it's an ideal model in my perspective to deliver primary care, it's not a model of care of delivery that is practiced. It's the percentage is surprisingly quite low. So one of our missions, one of my missions, is to use our activities as a case study and share this with nurse practitioner organizations and other healthcare organizations and associations to identify the benefit and the value, again, that school-based health school-based health centers provide. So it's getting the information out to the professional public, to the decision makers, to those individuals that have the power and the authority to say, this is something that is worthwhile and beneficial, and we're going to bring it into to our district. So again, it's an opportunity to educate the decision makers, the thought leaders in districts, as well as local providers of health care.
Well, once again, Charles, thanks for joining us, and congratulations on your nose to the grindstone over a long period of time with this, and we'll see it all debut shortly in next school year. Keep us updated on as different events happen, okay?
I certainly will, and I look forward to sending Robin Hood Radio and you, Mr. Miles, a invitation to our ribbon cutting ceremonies. And again, this would not be happening without the critical involvement, engagement, and support of the Foundation of Community Health and their recognition of the value that school-based health centers can provide, not only to the students of the Harlem Valley here in New York and the Connecticut area, but also the value of spreading this word within New York State and eventually nationwide. And finally, it's important for me to identify again Open Door and acknowledge Open Door Family Medical Centers out of Ossining, New York, as well as the Weepatuck Central School District leaders. So thank you, Mr. Miles, and I look forward to following up with you.
All right, Charles, have a good day, and we'll speak to you next time.
Okay, thank you.
Foundation for Community Health, once again, with our presentation today here on Robin Hood Radio.